Hello and welcome to Cruisin' for a Reviewsin', the mini-sode. I am rejoined by Beck. We have just discussed Days of Thunder, which you would have listened to last week. And now we're going to continue talking about Days of Thunder because we had a little bit more to say.
Sure did.
Specifically, we were going through all the trivia that you can find on IMDb. Mm-hmm. And there was so much trivia that we couldn't have possibly filled it into the main episode.
So there's at least seven scrolls worth
on
my phone.
At least. So, yeah, we thought we'd discuss some of that. So one thing we didn't already mention was the fact that Tom Cruise liked the look of Nicole Kidman in Dead Calm and handpicked her.
Yep.
And then they ended up banging and getting married as a result of this movie. Just as he became a Scientologist too. He became a Scientologist in 1990. So poor Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's some bad timing.
Yeah. So one of the first bits of trivia that I saw that I thought was interesting was that the movie was conceived by Tom Cruise when he and Paul Newman tested, was it Rick Hendrick's race car. Tom's first lap was in excess of 180 miles per hour. What does that mean? Is that good?
Look, you're asking me to do some quick maths, which is a bit difficult at any time for me, to be honest. 180 miles
per hour. That's
is
200 something kilometers. Is it that way?
Is it that way or is it the other way? Yes, because their 60 mile an hour zone or 50 mile an hour zone is our 100k zone.
Because I know from the movie Speed that 50 miles an hour is 85 kilometers an hour.
What?
There you go. So yeah, that's hugely fast.
That is quite fast. A little bit of other trivia. Bathurst's top speed is around 300 kilometers an hour downhill.
That's so fast. Oh my God, that's so stressful. Like, again, I have a tiny car, but my car can go up to like 220 max, and
yeah.
I think I've probably gone 130.
Yeah.
Is that as fast as I've been willing to test that? Wow, that is so fast.
It's very fast, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, that's how the movie happened. But it didn't look like, from reading all this trivia, that this movie was very smooth sailing. Like, I think one thing I saw was about how they were still writing
stuff
as they went along.
Enormously stressful.
And I've heard of a few different big movies that have done this, but like apparently Tom Cruise was reading cue cards that were taped
onto
the
windscreen,
which he ended up having a small car accident because of that. So they ended up having to feed his lines to him as they went along. And like, that is cutthroat, because if they're writing them as you're fucking filming, like, that's I mean, I guess you've hired the equipment for the day. Like, what do you do?
Yeah. But to be fair, they did use a lot of actual NASCAR people. So I think they would have had a lot of help.
Yeah.
And a lot of sort of real life experience.
Yeah. And I mean, they based it all off, I guess what it was, just they had the idea for the movie. They just were struggling to write it.
Yeah.
Or, well, it looked like they were, what did I read? Something about how they were sometimes that people would just turn up and be there for 20 hours while the director and everyone and everything argued all day.
Yeah.
And they just got paid to the nose. So what they say, like, the overtime, I could have like.
Would have been equivalent. Yeah.
Yeah. That was interesting. That's good. Big old Hollywood, hey? Hang on, where does it say that? Hang on. Don Simpson, Jerry Bruckheimer, and sometimes Robert Towne often started their sets days on set having arguments with Tony Scott over how to shoot scenes. Meanwhile, the crew sat around getting paid, sometimes for 20 hours a day. Some later said they had made so much overtime in the film they could have gone on vacation for 4 full months after the wrap date. So apparently it went hugely over budget, over time, and then didn't actually do that well.
Yeah.
So, like, the director and Jerry Bruckheimer had to part ways with Paramount because, like, you owe us all this money, and they're like, eat shit.
See ya, suckers. Speeding into the sunset.
With not their millions of dollars because they lost it all in this damn film.
Look, I think my favorite piece of trivia from this film, and it's just the funniest thing I've ever read, Tom Cruise received a speeding ticket.
Oh, yeah.
While making this movie.
He was
just to be honest.
Too in character.
Yeah. So he was doing 85 in a 55 zone.
That's real fast.
That's quite fast, but understandable.
Yeah.
You're on that high.
You're on that high. And also you're Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, okay, I'll just pull that out of my pocket change. Cop. And speeds up. The
opens the glove box.
Yeah.
Here's a stack of cash.
Yeah, a lot of loose characters based on. So Tom Cruise and Robert Duvall's characters were very loosely based on former driver Tim Richard and his crew chief Harry Hyde. Just like the whole overnight sensation, older guy guiding him through kind of thing.
Yeah.
There was another one. The scene where Cole leaves the pits after a race to hit Russ Wheeler is based on an actual event during the 1987 All-Star race at Charlotte, North Carolina, between drivers Bill Elliott and Dale Earnhardt. Mm-hmm. Like you said, a lot of testosterone just flowing through, getting your punch on.
I'm going to get you. There's a surprising amount of actresses listed as having turned down the role.
Yeah, I saw that.
That Nicole Kidman took.
Like, they all turned down, and he's like, look, I saw this woman, Nicole Kidman, in this other movie. Should we try her?
It's bizarre.
Like, who are some of the names?
Like, huge names. There's Kim Basinger, Sandra Bullock, Allison Doody. I'm just going to leave that alone. Jodie Foster, Sarah Jessica Parker, Heather Locklear, Madonna, Michelle Pfeiffer, Molly Ringwald, Julia Roberts, Meg Ryan, Brooke Shields, Sharon Stone, and Ally Sheedy.
I feel like maybe they weren't necessarily that they passed up on it. It was just that they were all approached and then they just were like, you know, they weren't actually offered the role. Like, yeah, you have to read the script. No, not interested in a car racing movie. But then I don't know. Like, it makes him feel bad for Nicole Kidman. Like, well, here's this long list of other actresses we wanted and here you are. But she ended up marrying the most famous guy ever. So there you go.
Was it worth it, though?
Was it worth it? She speaks very positively about Tom Cruise still. So,
well, that's good.
That's nice. But the cynic in me is like, she's trying to get her adopted children that she had with him to talk to her again because she's a suppressive person and Scientology is weird like that.
Mm.
So I'm like, is she just playing nice because she wants her those children to get in contact with her again? But then the Tom Cruise lover in me is like, no, you must just be a really nice guy.
Yeah.
So constant battle raging within me.
Yeah. Well, it turns out that the scene where he deliberately blows his engine is loosely based on something that happened.
Okay.
Well, loosely based is what I said. IMBD says reflected upon an incident in which Tim Richmond was said to have done so at Michigan in 1987.
Wow, 1987, what a big year for rowdy shit. Nicole Kidman wanted to study neurosurgery for a part, but the producers told it would be a waste of time. I feel like they're not wrong. Like,
yeah.
I mean, Tom Cruise has been allowed to do some really whack shit.
Yeah.
To prepare for his roles, but also no one's watching this movie looking for how realistic the neurosurgery component is.
Yeah, that's definitely a support role.
Yes. She's like, damn it, I only had a free college education.
Yeah. By the way, I'm a doctor now.
Oh, we're looking at, who is it, Dr.?
Dr. Punch, which, Dr. come on, best but, name.
Well, we're like, wonder what he's a doctor in. He's a medical doctor.
Oh, he is
like,
a medical doctor.
He's trained in like emergency medicine.
Right. So, and he's a pit reporter.
Yeah, so it's actually a really handy thing to have. Like,
yeah,
I'm at the pits talking about it. Someone's dying. Well, just excuse me. I'm going to go patch him up.
Just going to jump in the medical car. See you in a bit.
Yeah. It's a pretty neat thing. But also Dr. Punch. What a time. Like, we thought, you know, Cole and Rowdy were funny names. But, man, Dr. Punch.
And the fact that that's a real life name just seals the deal for me.
Oh, well, hang on. We forgot about Dick Trickle, didn't we?
Oh, Dick Trickle.
Oh, my.
I was also really surprised that Hans Zimmer
did the score
for this film.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a big name.
He's a big name.
Mm.
Seen him live. He's a interesting man.
Yeah.
Done some very good films. Also some couple of garbage films.
He sure knows how. Might be
early days.
Yeah. He knows how to do a crescendo, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, he's good at that. Like, when Ben and I saw him live, he had the big orchestra with him and everything, and they did the Pirates of the Caribbean song. And, like, I like the movie, whatever, but Ben and I, like, actually cried. It was so so good that they did crescendo. I'm like, oh my God.
That's kind of how I felt about when Cole Trickle was in the MRI machine. It's like, I have a guy that talks to me and I can't see him, but he talks to me.
I'm
like, oh God, single tear.
Oh, this is, okay, this is the one I liked the most. Real life Hendrick Motorsports pit crew member Mike Slattery served as an extra for Cole's crew. After hearing what the stuntman's pay would be, he asked for the opportunity to do some of the stunts. However, when he saw how close the car came to the stuntman, he changed his mind saying, they can have it. He's like, yeah, I'm going to get paid like five times the amount I'm getting paid currently. Oh, no, I don't.
You mean there's some kind of bodily harm possible?
Oh, okay. Stunts. Okay.
It's not for me.
Yeah.
I also was highly amused by a quote from Richard Petty, who has the record for the most wins in NASCAR Grand National history. You know, he was obviously asked, hey, what do you think of this great movie about NASCAR? And he said the only thing they got right was the numbers on the side of the cars.
Yeah, wonderful. Oh, I just found this one that I didn't read before. Because we know, like, the film theme song. Was it the song that was played last?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it was a bit of a bop. Last Note of Freedom was sung by David Coverdale of the band Whitesnake at the request of Tom Cruise himself. Yeah. Like, wow. That's why it was so epic.
It was, yeah. It did have that kind of vibe. Yeah. But I thought, man, this is a tune. What's going on?
Pickup shots for the film were done less than a week before the release prints were scheduled to be made. They were cutting it close.
Wow.
Was this movie worth that much stress? I don't think so. But there you go.
They were just caught up in the vibe of living on the edge.
Yeah, they were. Oh, man. Tom Cruise and John C. Reilly later started Magnolia together. That is true. They did.
Is it?
Mm. It's not a very good movie. Looking forward to finding someone who hasn't seen that.
Oh.
You were telling me about something that you read earlier.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So I did a little bit of research and before coming in today because, you know, why not? Reading on Rotten Tomatoes, which, by the way, Rotten Tomatoes gave this a 39%.
It's about what I expected.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I mean, Quentin Tarantino famously loves
this is his favorite movie.
Yeah. It's
what?
His racing movie.
Oh, racing movie, said, yeah.
But I'm sure he has, like, I'm sure there's some other racing movies you expect more so than this. But yeah.
Unreal. So I thought I'll have a bit of a flick through the reviews. And I could not go past one made by a lady named Sheila. Because honestly, that is just so appropriate for race cars. Sheila, not stoked at all with this movie. Whoosh. Days of Thunder just streaked in, fast as a race car paint job and about as flat.
Oh, there were some real shiny paint coats on there. They weren't that flat, Sheila.
Yeah. The liveries. Oh, there's another insider term.
Liveries.
Yeah, that's what
all the like sponsorship-y.
Yeah, yeah. The whole outside things. Of the car is a livery.
Oh. That's a strange name. I can't say that I understand racing at all, but I do understand a little bit better thanks to you.
Yes. Oh, you're welcome. Anytime.
I'm going to start dropping things like, that's actually called a livery. And they're like, Harold, you shut up. You watched that in a Tom Cruise movie, didn't you? there's actually, I recommend, once you've watched this movie, looking up all the trivia. It's heaps more than what we've gone through.
Yeah.
I imagine there's some really good Ripper reviews on Rotten Tomatoes about this movie, if anything like Cocktail. the trivia is really interesting and a lot of it, even if you don't know much about NASCAR, it's still pretty interesting.
Yeah.
But we'll leave it there for now. Once again, thanks for listening and catch you next week.
Yeah. Thanks a bunch.
Bye.
See ya.